Blog Talk Radio.
I've been tripping and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Who's going to read it? Yes.
Huber, I think.
I'm sorry?
I think Huber was supposed to do it.
Oh, Huber. I'm looking back now. Uh-huh. Yes, he is. Okay, Huber, go ahead and pick up in Judges 5.
This is y'all?
Hello, Hubert.
Yeah.
You want to pick up reading and Judges?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Song of Deborah. Judges 5, chapter 5. On that day, Deborah and Barak, son of Abinadab, sang. Huh?
You read.
That's okay.
Yeah,
you read the right thing.
On that day, Deborah and Barak, son of Abinadab, sang this song. When the princes in Israel take the lead, the people willingly offer themselves, praise the Lord. Hear this, you king. Listen, you rulers. I will sing to the Lord. I will sing. I will make music to the Lord, the God of Israel. O Lord, when you went out from Seir, when you marched from the land of Eden, the earth shook. The heaven poured the cloud down. The cloud poured down water. The mountain quaked before the Lord, the one of Sinai, before the Lord, the God of Israel. In the days of Shamgar, son of Anat, in the days of Jael, the road were abandoned. Travelers took the winding path. Village life in Israel ceased until I, Deborah, arose. Arose a mother in Israel. When they chose new God, war came to the city gate, and not a shield or spear was seen among 40,000 in Israel. My heart is with Israel princes, with the willing volunteers among the people. Praise the Lord. You who ride on white donkeys, sitting on your saddle blanket, and you who walk along the road, consider the voice of the singers at the watering place. They recite the righteous act of the Lord, the righteous act of his warrior in Israel. Then the people of the Lord went down to the city gate. Wake up, Deborah. Wake up, wake up. Wake out in song. Arise, O Barak. Take captive your captives, O son of Abinadab. Then the men who were left came down to the nobles. The people of the Lord came to me with the mighty. Some came from Ephraim, whose roots was in Amalek. Benjamin was with the people who followed you. From Makar, captain came down. From Zebulun, those who bear a commander's staff. The princes of Issachar were with Deborah. Yes, Issachar was with Barak, rushing after him into the valley. In the distance of Reuben, there was much searching of heart. Why did you stay among the campfire to hear the whistling for the flock? In the district of Reuben, there was much searching of heart. Gilead stayed beyond the Jordan. And Dan, why did he linger by the ship? Asher remained on the coast and stayed in his cove. The people of Zebulun risked their very lives. So did Naphtali on the height of the field. King came, they fought. The king of Canaan fought at Tanakh by the waters of Megiddo. But they carried off no shields or no plunder. From the heaven the stars fought. From their courses they fought against the fear. The river Kishon swept them away. The old age river, the river Kishon. March on, my soul, be strong. Then thundered the horse's hoof, galloping. Galloping go his mighty steed. Cursed Meroth, said the angel of the Lord. Cursed his people bitterly, because they did not come to help the Lord, to help the Lord against the mighty. Most blessed of women be Jael, the wife of Heber, the Kenite, most beloved of twin dwelling women. He asked for water, and she gave him milk, and a bowl fit for noble, she brought him curdled milk. Her hand reached for the tent peg, her right hand for the workman's hammer. She struck Sisera, she crushed his head, she shattered and pierced his temple. At her feet he sank, he fell, there he lay. At her feet he sank, he fell, where he sank, there he fell dead. Through the window peered Sisera's mother, behind the lecture she cried out, why is his chariot so long in coming? Why is the clatter of his chariot delayed? The wisest of her lady after her, indeed, she keeps saying to herself, are they not finding and dividing the spoil, a girl or two for each man? Colorful garments as plunder for Sisera, colorful garment embroidered, highly embroidered garments for my neck, all this as plunder. So may all your enemies perish, O Lord. But may they who love you be like the sun when it rises in its strength. Then the land had peace 40 years.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Brother Hubert, out of Judges 5, speaking on the song of Deborah. Amen. Okay,
amen.
We have quite a crew here tonight. Amen. Let's see,
amen.
I'll do a roll call. I have Brother Hubert, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, Auntie Janet, Sister Shirley, Betty, Angela, and myself. Did I miss anyone?
Your mama?
Oh, Mother May. Oh, I miss her.
Amen.
Mother May. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Oh, so this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to the Nellen Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line led by Auntie Carrie.
O God of our salvation, all of our blessings come from you. You are the cause of every belief, a measure of wisdom. And you are the cause of greatness of nation, who God you are. We thank you for loving us and delighting us to give us your great salvation and all the accomplishments. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, before Angela played the song that we chose for tonight, I just want to Welcome Auntie Janet back and give her an update on how the program is running. Good evening, Auntie Janet.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Oh, we miss you dearly.
I miss y'all too. I got a break for my family tonight.
Praise God, you with us. Praise God. Well, there has been a little change in the program, the way it runs. And basically what changed is that we play music now. And so the second round, if you have a praise report, testimony, song, or poem to, that you want to share, we're not doing any more Bible verses during the second round. So I just wanted to bring you up to date on how it's running, and we're so glad to have you back. Praise
Thank
God.
You.
Good to
be back.
Amen.
Always. I've been thinking about you all.
Okay, the song that I chose tonight is called There Is God, and it's by Donnie McClurkin.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh,
Amen, amen. There is hope for the brokenhearted. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God is in control. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We did
amen.
Have a caller to join in. Auntie Marie, good evening.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening.
Good evening. Praise God. Praise God. We had a full house today. Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started, and I will start out with Sister Shirley. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from the book of James, the second chapter, starting in the 14th verse. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you say to them, go in peace, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds. You believe that there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that and show. You foolish person, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Was not our father Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith and his actions were working together. And his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scriptures was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. You see that a person is considered righteous by what they do and not by faith alone. In the same way, not even Rahab, the prostitute, considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction. As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of John. Next, I have Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading on the Worker, the Christian Pledge. I'm persuaded by the teaching of the Blessed Bible. by daily reading, meditation, and communion with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To live an upright life, to practice his teaching in my dealing with my fellow man, to dedicate my talents and give up my time, influence, and mean of teaching or spreading the Christian religion at home and abroad, to win souls through personal service for Christ, to encourage and help enlistment of young people in Christian work, and make my home a center of Christian light and love. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of the Worker. Praise God. Okay, next I have Auntie Janet. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share for my family.
I'm sorry. Where are you calling from?
I would like to pray, share for my red book.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Amen.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. From the red book, page 119, praise the Lord. That's our subject. Heavenly Father,
amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I praise your holy name. Oh, Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will give you thanks. I will give thanks to your name. For you have worked wonder plans you have formed long ago with perfect faithfulness, according to Isaiah 25:1. Thank you, Lord, that you are my strength and my song. And you have become my salvation. You are my God, and I will exalt you, according to Exodus 15:2-3. Thank you, Lord, that mouth will speak the praises of the Lord. All flesh will bless your holy name forever and ever. And may the whole earth be filled with your glory. The Lord lives. Praise be my rock. My God will be exalted. He is my Savior. Thank you, Lord, that we will praise you from the rising of the sun to the place where it sets. The name of the Lord be praised forever and ever. I praise you, O holy and mighty God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet, out of the Red Prayer Book. Praise God. Okay, we did have another call to call in. That's Brother Daniel. Good evening.
Amen.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. Hey,
everybody.
Good evening.
Amen. Glad to hear. Amen. Okay, let's see. I'll go to Mother May. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Mark, the 9th chapter, 9-29. And the subject is, where is your faith? The story of a boy with an evil spirit immediately followed that of a transfiguration of Jesus. These two scenes contrast the glory and the power of the Lord with the importance of frustration of the disciples. After the transfiguration, Mark said that when the people saw Jesus, they was overwhelmed with wonders and ran to greet him. Just a few verses later, we are told that the disciple was not able to drive out the evil spirit. They didn't look good in the eye of the crowd. In the transfiguration, God confirmed in Jesus the authority to complete his mission of healing, teaching, and saving. This is my son whom I love. Listen to him. That authority empowered him to say to the disciple, bring the boy to me. He rebuked the evil spirit as well as the disciple who should have been able to cure the boy, but could not because they lacked belief in that authority. Jesus expressed discipline in the disciple by saying, O unbeliever generation, how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Later, Jesus said, everything is possible for him who believes. Then he commanded the evil spirit to come out the boy. How often do we in the body of Christ have opportunity to say to this world, forth, in the name of Jesus, come out, but instead look helpless in the eye of the crowd? We have to ask ourselves, what is our faith? It is active? Does it rely on the authority of Jesus Christ? Does it carry his power and authority to the needy and sick and the unsaved? Does it move mountains? Where is our faith? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. I'm not sure where you, what book you came out of.
Mark 97. Did you hear?
Yeah, I got Mark. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Okay, we are experiencing a lot of background noise tonight, and we're just trying to sacrifice through that. Next, I have Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight? I'm sorry, Auntie Dot. Can you repeat that, please?
Yes. Psalm 30. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me, Loretta? Okay. Psalm 30. I will excel thee, O Lord, for they have lifted me up and has not made my soul to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, and I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord all these saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Angel endures but a moment, and his favor is like weeping. They endure for a night, but joy come in the morning. And in my prosperity I say, I shall never be moved. Lord, by the favor thou hast made my mouth to stand strong, thou didst hide my face, and I was troubled. I tried to be, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood? When I go down to the pit, shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me, Lord. Be thou my help. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put all my shack clothes and girdled me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading. I see Dodd out of Psalms 30. Next I have Brother Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming to Psalms 139.
verses 7 through 16. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My fame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me when were written in your book before one of them came to be. Amen.
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 And praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of the song. Okay, next I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from Isaiah 53. Who has believed our report? And whom is the arm of the Lord revealing? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of the dry ground. He has no form, no comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we would desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and an acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our face from him. He was despised as we esteem him not. Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrow. Yet we did not esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression, and he was bruised for our iniquity, and chastised of our place upon him. And with him, and with his stripe, we are healed. We are like sheep has gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before the shearer is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For his transgression of our people, he was stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich and the dead, because he had done no violence, neither was there any deceit in his mouth. Yet it has pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days of the pleasure of the Lord, shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the traveler of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteousness servant justify many. He shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will divide him in an apportion with a great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he has poured out his soul unto death. And he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sins of many, and made intercession for our transgressions. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Isaiah. Next, I have Auntie Marie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Okay. Abide in love. John 15, for today, verse. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, from you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withered. Such branch are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my word remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done. It will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie. Did you say that you come out of John?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, all right. Let's see, we're getting ready to do the second shut in, and I have Auntie Dot. I have Trey. Auntie Wileen, and I have Joseph. Is there anyone else that I need to add to the second shut in?
Loretta, before you go on,
I'm sorry.
Skip me. Oh,
Angela. Oh, I'm sorry. Angela, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Tell me. Of course. I'm coming out of John 4, starting at verse 7 through 13. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his and his flocks and herds?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." As Jesus always spoke in parables, he's not talking about drinking water. He's talking about accepting him. And when you accept him, then the Holy Spirit resides within you. And when the Holy Spirit resides in you, that is living water flowing through you. So when the Holy Spirit speaks to us, we have to stop and listen so that we can have the guidance that God wants us to have in our lives. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Angela, out of John. And let's see, we'll move into the sick and shut in now.
Okay, Loretta, you can take me home. Loretta.
Ma'am.
You can take me out to sit with. I'm doing better.
Praise Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Praise God. Okay. All right. We have grandson Trey of Angela, and we have Auntie Wileen, and we have Joseph. So if everyone would bow their head.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You have also, you have Lily, Willie Williams.
Oh, yeah,
Willie Williams.
Okay, so we need to add somebody.
We need to add Willie Williams. Yeah.
Willie Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amen. Okay, we add him to the sick and shut in. And if everyone would bow their head, please. Heavenly Father, we lift up all those who are facing various illnesses. We ask that you give them the hope and courage they need today and every day. Father God, we ask that you comfort their pain and calm their fears and surround them with your peace. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Okay, well, we have reached a part of our program where we honor birthdays, and I'm looking at the week of September the 27th through October the 3rd.
Okay, what I have on my list is September the 27th, which is today. One of my friends, her birthday, Lily, is today. And then I have on September the 30th, I have Eric Cody and Mr. Lenny Williams. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Are there any other birthdays? Are there any other birthdays, guys?
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord for Lily, Eric, and Lenny. And Sister Shirley, would you do us the honor in singing the birthday song tonight?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Sister Shirley. Amen. Okay, we're at the part of our program where we do praise report, testimony, song, or poem. And I will start out with Auntie Carrie.
Okay.
Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Amen, amen. Okay, Brother Hubert.
I pass.
Okay.
I pass.
Okay. Auntie Betty.
I pass.
Okay. Sister Shirley.
I pass.
Okay. Auntie Marie.
I pass.
Okay, Mother May, any praise report?
I'm going to
And then I have a poem out of the red book that Christ in you, the hope of glory. In Christ in you, the hope of glory, the Holy Spirit in control. This is the mystery hid through the ages. Many manifested of faith made hope. Walk in the Spirit, that is the secret to overcome self and sin. Walk in the light you have been given to show the world you are born again. Pray without ceasing. Stress not the Spirit. Commit to live a holy life. Be strong, my brother and sister, in Christ Jesus and in the power of his might. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, that poem. Amen. Okay, let's see here. I have T. Janet. Any prayer, support, testimony, song, or poem?
I'd like to do the poem from our red book, Faith to Faith.
Amen.
I long to see you, Lord, as I wait here all alone. The world forgotten, vain and empty, as I bow before your throne. I reach as far as I can, Lord, and I know you'll meet me there. And let me look upon your beauty in the solitude of prayer. There is no pretense here in your presence. My heart has passed before your eyes. I yield my will, this earthen vessel, to my Lord God, only wise. You are pure and holy, crowned with glory. Oh, that I could reach through time and space. For I long to be near you always, to behold you face to face. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Amen. Beautiful poem. Amen. Okay, next I have Auntie, actually I have Angela next. Angela, any prayer, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, a poem. You may be weak. You may be weak, but Jesus is strong. Build your life on the sure foundation of Jesus. For Jesus is the rock of faith, the rock of hope, and the rock of strength that you can depend on. In every situation, look to the Lord, and he will take away your weaknesses, your doubts, and your fears. It is in the courage you get from his promises, that you will find your strength, that you will find your faith. Then, when the storms of life come, you will be standing on the sure foundation of Jesus, the rock. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that poem, Angela. Amen. Okay, let's see here. We are at the part of the program where we do the closing prayer, and that's led by me. But I think we better go ahead and assign parts for next week. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. So I have Judges 6 up for grabs. Anyone would like to do the reading of Judges 6?
I do it.
Who is I? I'm sorry.
Somebody said I.
Was that Sister Shirley?
I said Sister Shirley, but somebody said I, and I need to do it. Sister Shirley, a pray.
I do it.
Oh,
I'll do it. I get you, sis.
Okay, so this is Sister Shirley?
No, that's I.
I'm sorry, I cannot tell who is doing Judges 6.
Karen Cody.
Auntie Carrie.
And Sister Shirley doing the prayer.
The opening prayer.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And I have the closing prayer up for grabs. Anyone would volunteer to do the closing prayer next week?
I will.
Brother Hubert. Amen. Amen. So for next week, we have Judges 6 will be read by Auntie Carrie. And we have the blessing of the prayer line will be led by Sister Shirley. And the closing prayer will be led by Brother Hubert. And we're at the closing prayer. Is there anything anyone would like to share before we go into the closing prayer? Okay, following the closing prayer, there will be a song by Vashawn Mitchell. It says, Nobody Greater. And Angela will play that, and then we'll do the conclusion. So if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer, please.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we know, Lord, that through Christ, this prayer is acceptable to you, and we thank you, precious Lord, for this opportunity to study your words, to strengthen our faith daily through this means of grace, and renew us. Continue to change our hearts and our lives, and to fill us more and more with the joy of knowing that we are saved, Jesus. In his name, we offer this prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, Angela will play the song Nobody Greater by Vashawn Mitchell. Praise the Lord. Nobody greater. Amen. Amen. Okay. Let's see. I have to go to Brother Daniel just to see if he wants to say something before we end the call. Brother Daniel, is there anything you would like to add to the program before we end?
Yes. I'm going to be traveling this weekend. So y'all wish me a
traveling mercy.
Happy trip. Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
I'm going up there to see my stepdaughter. So.
Okay, safe traveling. Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Thank you, Daniel. Okay, and I want to thank Brother Huber for reading Judges today on the program, and also like to thank Auntie Carrie for blessing the prayer line. And we will go into the conclusion. Angel will play the rest of the song, and you can choose to stay and listen, or you can move on. But nobody's greater. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Auntie Janet, don't stay away so long.
I'm going to just keep in the prayers.
Amen. We will. We keep everyone in the prayers. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, that concludes our program for tonight. And we pray that there was something shared that would help us through our week. And Father God, we ask that the precious blood of Jesus cover all of your creation. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection for our enemy. And Father God, we ask that you bless our children as they return within the next 2 weeks back to school. We ask that you cover them in the blood in Jesus' name. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, healthy, victorious week. We love you all. And good night. We love you.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Nobody greater. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, everyone. Have a blessed evening. See you next Sunday. We love you all. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.